I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, welcome back to Battle of Cthulhu. We're all together still. And we're carrying on our Doomsong game. With one of our party members lying dead on the floor, being devoured by these tiny little kind of stunted pixie things, and our disgraced military officer in full plate armor running away like a coward.
It was a cunning dash.
You find yourself free of these little swarms as they are devouring your compatriot. You are still by the river. And it looks like they're going to be there for some time. So you probably can just get some water if you really wanted to.
Gin. Harold. Why are you running? What happened?
Why are you running?
Well, there was a strategic error, I see.
Why are you running?
A strategic error, I say. There were these flying things around me and they started to attack me. And I was like, well, this is a tricky predicament. I must strategically dash.
Well, I mean, congratulations, I suppose, on a successful dash. Where's your squire gone?
Yeah, that's
He's over there.
I think he's there. Oh, he's there. Oh, but is he? Yeah, sadly, he did not make it. He sacrificed himself for the greater good.
The greater good.
The greater good of being saving your ass, I suppose. Well, let's fill our water skins and move on then.
Yes, let's fill them quickly and upstream, and then we'll move on.
I shall remember you, Squire. You were my.
You know, since he was your squire, you're responsible for bereavement pay to any kin he might have.
Luckily, I don't know any kin he had.
If only we'd ever talk to him.
Instead of just insulting him.
Very well.
Insult to injury.
Reminder: but if you lose your squire within a week of gaining one, it does not count as a tax break. Don't file as such.
Damn it.
He's not a dependent if he dies within a week.
Well, that would be my decision. Like, and my
can we sort out the accounting once we get to this farmhouse? I'm feeling like we should maybe hurry this up in case one more of us gets eaten.
Actually, can I borrow your accountant? You're a reputable merchant man.
I'm a tailor, not an accountant.
I've
managed my own business successfully. I'm not going to manage yours.
On the side.
Well, as you manage to finish filling your water skins, there's a few other creatures nearby, but you seem to mostly avoid them, and they seem to avoid you in return. And you manage to get back to the path. And it's been a while walking. It starts to get a bit later. Yes, it's becoming dusk. Things get a bit darker. The woods start getting a bit more creepier. There's a rustling. I think you've fallen asleep. No?
I'm awake, my eyes are open, Matt.
Didn't look like it. And you can see here some howls in the distance. Some general kind of just wolves, potentially.
Alright, furry.
Says you.
Ambience.
And eventually you do come across this farmhouse in the middle of these woodlands. Why is a farmhouse in the woodlands? Anyone guess?
Was it a burnt farmhouse? Or does it smell like troll?
It's
a timber farm.
So hang on here, can we, is there any way to investigate it without disturbing what could possibly be inside?
Yeah, you can have a look. What traits are you going to have? I mean, there's lights on it, so
I have musical.
Go sing it.
Sing a musical.
You want to sing a musical?
No, seriously, please. I don't have
Christmas
any
carols. Yeah,
I don't
We're
have
here
any,
to carol.
I don't have anything relatively super like any tracking or any idea of any tele. But maybe my companions could help me.
Maybe they can, yeah.
I'd be the sociable trait. I could just chat the door and say hello.
Seems like a reasonable idea. We're in civilized society.
Yes. I mean, let's just stay civilized and chat the door.
Okay.
So you knock the door. This is actually a pretty good picture. So you knock the door, and inside is flowers of a character. Now I imagine that kind of thing, but with a third arm.
What? Oh, so I have an idea what I look like. Okay.
Oh my god! You got three arms.
Yep. As you notice in front of you, is three arms.
Can't just point out some of these deformities.
What do you mean? He's not a deformity. He has three arms.
Just open his shirt. Just open. He just pops out.
So what are you doing inside of your inside of your hovel?
Hello, my good sir.
We know you live in a hovel in real life, but he meant flower.
just sat at the kitchen table, just enjoying like crackers and cheese or something. Fucking doors just burst open and fucking.
To be fair, I chat to the door. Come on.
He hasn't got a latch. He just busts open anyway.
Well, it might have had a latch, but if it did, it's gone now.
Sorry, did I chap it with my good hand? Burst the door open. My gauntlet hand.
It's your farm. What do you say?
What are you doing here?
I apologise, good sir. I did not mean for that to happen. That door, I just tried to chap it. I am very sorry.
I think you were trying to seduce it.
Chap, not fun.
Sorry? What?
Right.
Look, whether you want to fuck doors is your own.
Did
business.
I miss a reference there?
You did, so did I.
Yeah. We are simply here on a mission to a summer manse or mansion nearby. Did you point us the right way?
One hand points one way, one hand points the other, and the other hand just points a different way.
Mm. Ha! So it's every way.
Yes, I don't really. If I leave it alone, it leaves me alone.
You know there's flesh eating fairies in these woods.
Why do you think I had the door shut?
Particularly well. Jesus. I mean, you could have put a bit more effort into that. Regardless, we are looking for somewhere to bunk down for the night. Would you be willing to have some house guests?
Well, it's always good to have company. Come on in.
We can see about repairing your door while we're here.
Flat, why don't you tell them what is it exactly you farm in this forested farm of yours?
Hemp.
Fields upon fields of greenery.
It's the best rope making material around.
Yes.
Makes good paper, makes good clothes. Honestly, it's just a fabulous crop. Yeah.
Maybe there might be some hemp lying around you can make something with.
Perhaps there is some. There's some raw materials that I might be able to use here.
Oh, yeah, perhaps indeed. There could be some foraging materials if you want to try foraging when it's...
I think we should concentrate in negotiating a stay first before we do that.
That's
a plan. Just going to
my dear Taylor, I am one step ahead of you here. My good sir.
Oh my god. Yes. Just Jesus.
Are you interested in a job opportunity?
Have you heard of our Lord and Savior?
What would
he's dead
be?
By the way in this world.
This job opportunity, a fantastic job opportunity of squire of me, Harold, of major military rank.
Major. Wait a minute, you told me you were a checks
you,
notes.
You
corporal?
Is he a roll in distance?
He's a fucking light gun!
Right, we have a mission. We have a coin purse spare. I think it's a small one we have spare. It was meant to go to pay for someone else. If you join us, you can get the coin.
You also don't have food.
That's why we're trying to negotiate a stay at his house.
Give us food and a stay and we'll give you a
crackers and cheese,
again.
Lovely.
Maybe some moulded bread. Do you have enough food for them? How wealthy are you? I mean, he says he landed, but he's also been kicked out. He's got a third arm.
So what say you, hemp farmer? as I try very politely to avoid eye contact with his third arm. What
one
say
eye,
you?
Just one eye just like rolling in the back of his head.
Can we stay the night?
Why not? It would finish off the episode too early if said no.
yes, how very meta. Very good.
Come on in, I happen to have three rooms spare.
Ah, and there's the fourth wall.
Nah,
don't gaze too far, you might see things you don't want to see. Well, seems though you're a hemp farmer and you particularly said you wanted to go looking for raw materials. Are you wanting to forage?
I'd probably just ask him. He'll know where it is.
There's yeah. machine.
I mean, that's his.
There's a rocket launcher.
My good sir, who I don't know his name of yet, do you have any food about, by chance?
Well, we've already negotiated the stay in the food, so I'm going
to
talk
help about yourself to the larder. Cheese and crackers and salted pork. And
there's a large plump poultry.
Poultry? Hit me furniture, poultry.
It's half chicken, half crust. Yeah, hanging in this larder, and yeah, you can gather that up, but you know, you could probably get more food from outside. You know, you probably eat this man house completely.
Yeah. I mean, he's coming with us, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's his livelihood, his job opportunity. You're coming with us now, regardless if you like it or not.
Would you like a job just to look after my hemp?
Have you been changing any of this hemp into textiles by any chance?
No, I've been looking for someone to do it for me.
Well,
and he also has the tools handy.
Just so happens I know how to.
I've been looking for a tailor to sew it, sell it for me.
Looks like I can set up my business again.
Networking.
Yeah, you can set up.
I mean, I haven't found out who robbed me yet, but I've found a new source for textiles. I can at least get a set back.
Hemp and wear.
Yes.
Hemp and wear. Yeah, well, I mean, sure. You know what? Let's say you are trying to perhaps weave something, maybe some
Kevlar.
Hemp.
Give it a go.
So hemp, you'll make those like medieval sack clothes?
Yeah, you get sack clothes, but I can't think of anything like particularly useful.
Rope,
yeah.
Climbing rope.
I tell you what, it's a standard roll of five anyway, but you're a tailor, so let's knock it down by two. So I want a three, and then maybe you can knock yourself up some rope.
What do you need?
I rolled a five.
Okay, yeah, so you managed to spend the night with your three-armed compatriot now. Gently hand over hand, making rope.
Hand over hand.
Do
we make any other useful like items? What do you think?
Oh, should we try to make a sack as well?
I mean, I'd rather make a fashionable handbag than a sack.
Okay. Yep, give me another roll then. Same thing.
That's another five.
Yep.
You got loaded dice.
You managed to make quite a nice handbag.
Yes, yeah, so I've got a handbag, I've got a nice fashionable Yves Saint Laurent, and I'm going to put my rope in it.
There you go, you got a rope bag.
Yep.
Rope and a handbag.
I'll say you got say about 10 foot worth of rope. You managed to make about 10 foot in a short amount of time.
Carmen, what else can we make out of hemp that would be useful for the journey?
Yeah, Carmen, what is that good for?
You can make torches, like fire torches.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea indeed. I would say one up for that.
One up for that?
I want a four.
That's a four.
Okay, so...
So I'm going to put these torches into my room somewhere on. With the ropes.
Okay, how many torches?
One.
Oh wait, I'm going to roll one.
You can roll for another one, sure.
Oh, we get one.
That's a one, is it? That's under. That's
no, massive. I'm saying we got a one.
Yeah.
Or we got one.
You failed, basically. This is the second one.
So you got a one.
Okay, yeah, so I tried to make a second torch, and I
However, because this is a game of consequences if you do fuck up, you manage to, whilst you're applying, I'm guessing, some sort of fat to the top of it to have it burn.
Wow. It's the, funny enough, there's more than just heavy growing in this farm.
Whatever you use to make a pitch or something, you might have to get it really hot to do it. The first time around you managed to do it, not a problem. Second time around it was a bit too hot and it's bubbled up and it burnt your hand.
Ah,
it's a harsh game.
Yeah,
good lord.
I won't say that I do too much, but it will make tailoring a bit more difficult.
It's a good thing I've got this gauntlet that I'm wearing that gives me protection.
The point.
I tell you what, odds are even if it's on the gauntlet.
Fair, fair.
Odds it's on gauntlet.
Yes.
You're fine, you managed to get away with it. It just moves up the gauntlet slightly.
Excellent. I just failed in the second one, but we do have a torch.
It's a bit sticky, that's all. But you will be flammable. Didn't get away that fucking easily.
Oh, fire punch.
Yeah, you have a flammable fist. It's a good thing.
You are flammable face,
don't you? I don't know what happened to my voice for that one sentence. It was not good.
Not pretty.
Yeah, not great.
Well, as the night draws on,
as the pixies once again strike.
Don't mind my pet.
There's a rat in the kitchen, what am I gonna do? There's a rat in the kitchen, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna chase that rat, that's what I'm gonna do. Fuck it, you're getting a vermin swarm.
Oh yeah. No!
It's the vermin making the drinks in the.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not even gonna continue till they finish making their drink. This is why this is extra content and not main channel.
This is real live.
Yeah. Fuck ups in quiz, motherfuckers.
Two of my hands are doing the vote, third hand's making drinks.
Hey, you give us all, gin and tonics? Yeah, gin and tonics.
Gin and tonics. There you go, everybody.
Well, as the night goes on, because of all that noise, and all the burning of the pitch and the fat and whatnot, it will attract.
Are you actually giving us a vermin storm?
Bear. You have attracted a bear.
Bear
from
skin
the woods.
Rug time.
Oh, a bear emerged from the woods.
Wait a minute, I was making a drink. What did I miss?
Your drink making was too loud, and now there's bears coming from our ass.
Exactly. You now have a bear.
It's come for the cucumbers.
As you can hear outside,
we don't have any money.
Wait, what do you usually do when bears come around to your house?
Kick him in the bollocks.
I mean,
what we do with terrorists too.
Okay.
So there's now a bear outside your window.
So hang on, is the bear aggro? Or is he just chill?
He's just hanging about, man. He's
it
just...
smells the food in the air and the burning fat from making torches.
I guess
you that one.
I'm sick of these big hairy men. Leave me alone.
Hang on, he's outside, we're inside. And we have a rickety door between them.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to stop a bear.
I mean,
can we break the door with a chair? Can we break the door with a bookcase?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we're fucking bookcase.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This man's deformed in his three arms. Of course, he doesn't have a bookcase.
Yes.
He's literate.
Yes.
Okay, there is a bookcase.
There is a bookcase.
We've got one book.
Yeah, one book.
One book. And it's got a happy face on it.
It did that.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to bolster up the door then, yeah?
Yes, please. Yeah, reinforce it.
Okay.
The bear comes
over
the chimney instead.
Kicks the back door.
You trying to look for a bracing room?
Yep.
No construction.
Endure, perhaps? No, that's too harsh. Yeah, do you know what? I would just say it's a standard roll of five to get the thing into position. Do you have anything that you think would make it more helpful?
He's got Hardy.
I'm going to argue Hardy.
Yeah,
as in, I'm strong, I can do this, I can brace it.
That makes Dan draw four. Is anyone helping? Roll again.
I don't have any that helps for this man.
Cut.
Okay, nice. Roll on the floor.
Don't make it
two.
Two. Well, it turns out this bookcase is bolted to the floor.
Damn it.
So as you try and shift it, it's a fail.
Why don't you move my cast iron bookshelf?
Why did you brace it?
Are you cooking on this fucking thing?
Stop. Why is it so sturdy? Wait.
What's a suitable punishment for this?
And
for Carmen existing?
I'm thinking
it's failure with a cost.
It's alright, he's already been punished.
My one book. Oh.
No.
The happy face book falls on my head.
And you get a sad face now.
Yeah.
It falls upside down.
Yeah, it dents your helmet.
Okay,
that fucking heavy, it somehow dents your helmet.
He was his one last additional bit of literacy he didn't know he had.
Yeah.
Okay, so how is this going to work in my protection?
Oh, it's a first edition as well.
Yeah.
You have a mild concussion of an injury where this thing clonked you on the helmet.
Okay.
Little miss concussion.
So that'll be, say a minus one.
Concussion's a bit harsh there. Maybe a little
tinnitus. Ah, my head.
Ah, a bit tinnitus then.
How to deal with concussions.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. A little ringing in my ear because it hit my middle helmet. Yeah.
Right. What's called how to deal with concussion?
Concussion in the ironic ways it happens.
First aid for dummies.
So yeah, you have a bear outside. You try and bolt the door. You've made a lot of noise by doing this.
Does that scare the bear?
No.
No.
It's a large beast. It's burly and it has a very sharp nose, apparently.
Well, sharp nose. We're going to scare the bear.
Hang on. Let's go smart. Which bear is it? Is it a brown bear or is it a black bear?
Well,
if we act really big,
it's a koala bear. Oh my god!
A drop bear. Fuck.
No, but I'm joking. Okay, so should we brace this door with something we can move, like one of these?
We already tried that. Let's not try the exact same thing again.
All right.
We're gonna fight a bear. I think is what is happening here.
Well, does anybody have ranged attacks?
I go back and throw, and you have a crossbow.
Right. So
the door has been broken in.
So we can fire at it from the back of the room,
yeah,
and we can fire at the doorway with our ranged attacks.
Yeah, it has now just broken down the door.
Yeah, so we're shooting. That's what we're saying. We're shooting towards the doorway.
Okay,
I pay for door
with our light attacks.
Not my door.
Probably after you two do your light attacks, I'm probably gonna have to step forward with my great axe.
Yeah, do you have a ranged attack? I'm three armed man.
Light strike, right?
Climb. That's about it.
I mean, have you got any weaponry at the moment?
No
weaponry at all. No,
well, he did have a cast iron bookcase.
Oh,
And he was once what we've got, we forgot to loot the peasant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't get the fucking knuckle dusters back off the peasant. Yeah, we bought them for him.
Well, I will say in your little shack, you can have a
nunchucks.
Club
nunchucks.
Yeah. Like, basically, an old walking stick that is essentially a club.
One of those.
That would be an improvised, which is minus one.
Just the one stool, actually.
You can also have inside a rotted quilt. They'll give you a plus one protection.
Carrying it around me.
You little blackberry.
Where
the fuck is that?
Oh, wait.
Alright, so here, I'm going for a leg strike, I guess.
Plan. Hold on. So, I need you to walk back.
Seth, the quilt
while
they're still talking, let's make a plan. Right.
We're
going to shoot at the bear. If the bear keeps coming, Harold's going to attack it. What Harold should do is try and blind it with the quilt, and I will set it on fire.
I want to point out that this is metagame to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
Cover his face. We're metagaming while you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing.
I see quilt, yes.
You can't say feck all about that because that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, true.
Right, we're ready. Start the encounter.
Right, so I need you to tell me, find a dice and put your dice to what action you want to do.
I mean, you've got a light on.
Light attack. Make
so mark your dice up as a.
With a non-heavy whip.
Actually, yeah.
I'm sat in the corner in the dark. So.
That's me in the corner.
Idea formed. What we said earlier.
I concur.
Where's the fucking injury one gone? I had that here a minute ago. It's gone.
I don't like what that means for us.
Maybe if I do the quilt.
Right, so you're a three. Have everyone got an action they want to do? Have you set a dice to an action?
I'm putting a light on.
Right, cool. So set yourself, set dice to an action. I'm going to go for a.
I think yours would probably be standard strike in that case.
I got
a hasty action. I think we'd better.
I'm going to go for a four.
Hasty action?
Grabbing the quilt and putting it over the face.
Because if I go light strike, which is a hasty action, and then you go for. So I'll go light, you go standard.
It's you two first, because you're going range.
Yeah, so
I'm going to have to step in to get to him anyway.
Yeah, so we both go light, and then you go heavy. Or no, we both go light, and you go standard. So
standard.
Light is three, so we both go light, you go four, you're standard.
Right? Okay, I'll work with that.
I should use my aid.
Right, so you go, right, any ones?
Me, aid.
Right, how are you aiding?
With my arms, face attacks it.
Right, we may have come across a problem here. We didn't actually include this guy in the plan.
Distraction. He's a distraction.
So
you wave your arms around.
Yeah, that worked right until I get it onto me.
Your aid action will help him. So any negate from hasty action with basic
yeah, because it's plus one to allies check.
But, right. But first things first, we want to start with these two with a light action.
Hold on.
It depends on what the bear's going to do.
Anyone got any twos?
I have two Haiti actions.
Look how ugly I am!
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes in number order, Carmen.
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
that's why I was saying that yours should be a standard strike. Because yours is standard, it's all right.
Now I've got
Yeah, you got that.
Sorry, I'm the standard.
So we're going to go light because we'll go fast and then you'll go standard.
What are we saying? Sorry, I didn't realize.
You're going again. Right, so you've got threes, yeah?
Yep.
Right, so. Roll me dice.
Six.
Six.
Six also.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Two sixes. This hand thing has got 10 footing, by the way. Three. Okay, I will say you can hit it. Fucking thing again.
Okay, so I got a bolt from my light
crossbow.
Wait,
it has 10 footing?
Mm-hmm. But it's against... it's against, like, protection of whatnot, so if, I don't think it actually counts for anything.
Okay, good, because that's ridiculous. We couldn't physically hit it. What the fuck have
I lost this page? Oh, four tassels. Character tassels depend on how difficult they are to harm.
It's a fucking bear.
It is a bear.
It's 10.
Yeah, we can't hit this thing.
So you'll have to spend 14 to hit this thing.
We're all gonna spend it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just us at the moment, so...
Yeah. Even if I spend all my thing, I still don't hit.
Wait.
That makes it up to 9.
So surely at least one of us can hit it in that case.
No. I rolled a 3, right?
This is why you need the aid action, I believe.
So 5. Yeah. And that even still would make
it. Ah, but do you not have any pluses on your dagger and stuff?
Plus 2, so that's 5. And then if I spent all my thing, it would be 9.
And
you're
plus 4.
Okay.
So
well,
I think you might have fucked up how strong
a
bear was now.
Yeah, so even I'm
plus 6. Hold on. I've got it. I can hit it. Because I rolled a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I've got toughness, yeah. I've got 4 in toughness and 4 in footing.
I think.
So, does your what's your plus for your arrows and shit?
Blinded bear.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
What's Cap's weapon?
What was it again?
Crossbow, right?
That is a... Oh, God, two fucking pages.
Bookmark.
So you are light crossbow.
Yes.
Plus one.
Plus one.
Right, so that's 7. So it's
castle forged. Also plus one, I think. No, it's plus one, yeah.
So I can add all my footing to my attack and get 11.
Yeah,
I'm
not leaving the line on ground, but it'll work, it'll hit it for one.
So I'll fire, fall over, and hit the bear.
Yeah.
Combat ball.
Is that right?
I'll
take the best one. Toughness was burning. Tell me how difficult they are to harm when toughness is lost. You deal the game off for a simple cue, or downtime, 0 to 0.
Because honestly, the whole crux of the plan is...
I think you can spend toughness, from what I understand.
But then... spend help.
He's spending footing, bud.
Can you spend footing?
That's a fucking
trouble.
Footing or toughness you spend?
Can I spend anything?
I think you spend toughness for attacking and footing for defending.
Use both?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so how do... Like, what is there a drawback to me spending toughness? They'll just not have toughness anymore.
If you
anymore.
Hit to 0, you'd
yeah, so that's your health.
Yeah, because I could fire and I could just knock myself out.
Is toughness for the bear like DC, or if say Cat knocks off 5 toughness,
well, yeah,
and I knock off 6, is that one?
I thought toughness works as like armor.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
PCs have a maximum toughness of 4, but this thing has 10. It determines how difficult they are to harm.
Does he lose toughness?
We actually harm it.
Oh, right, okay. So we can do damage to it. It will lose toughness. So say, for example, my 6 would bring it down to 4 toughness.
Yeah.
And then yours would bring it down... Well, in fact, I get 7, so I'd bring it down to 3 toughness.
My 5 would hit for 2 damage.
And your 5 would hit for 2 damage, which would...
That works.
Which would make it unconscious. And that would make the bear unconscious.
Then can skin it and make more clothes.
Yeah, you can make it for a
coat. Yeah, but how would that be...
Fashionable first.
We had a harder time fighting that Imperial in this. I mean, Imperial is exactly the same stats.
You gave Matt, you cunt. You gave us a fucking bear as like a random encounter that's the same strength as the end boss.
Yeah.
Could have given us like a wolf or coyote.
I could have given you a wolf. But the thing is, I don't See if you make any sense of that, because I have no fucking
clue. No, yeah. I am six drinks in. Why the fuck would you ask me this?
Difficulty equals the defender's current toughness plus protection. If the defender is aware of the attacker, they may spend footing to dodge or block.
Let me read that.
This is increasingly difficult by one for each footing spent, with an additional plus one if the defender is using a blocking or a shield. So it actually sounds like I roll and spend footing, not toughness, for you to hit it.
Right, okay. So.
Right. So you got.
So I got a 7.
Okay, so this has only got a 1. There you go. And then you do damage to toughness. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
All right, okay. So that one negates that, though, doesn't it? So instead of the 7, I'll do the 6 damage.
You rolled over with your weapon. You have a piercing weapon, right?
Yes.
How much over is it?
Well, it was a 3 that I went for. I rolled a 7, so it's 4 over.
Over 1, no, it's
6 over.
So 6
over. Over my roll. Right, okay. Yeah, so.
Piercing.
It's 6 over their roll. Yeah.
So, over, target loses 1 toughness. If the weapon has a damage type, it may do additional effects. Yeah. So you've done 1 damage type to its toughness. It's now down to 9. So, and you've also got 6 over, which means it's impaled. So you've impaled this fucker, which means it loses another one. Another 2 even. So it's gone down from 10 to 7.
This is
impaled. The target gains a puncture wound injury and must resist death. If there is a foe directly...
Wait, you could insta-kill this bitch?
I could have insta-killed the bitch.
Apparently so.
Wait a minute, let's see if I insta-kill this bitch.
Aim for the heart, my friend.
That's a skull.
You've killed it.
Yay!
The tailor kills in one shot.
So it comes to the door and it's...
Your strength is true.
Well, oh my god! You're a god!
You find this bear is conveniently yellow and wears red underwear trousers. Carrying around a honey pot.
Well, shit, lads, all that.
Oh, no.
Oh look, it's my grandfather's ashes.
Is there a small pig behind him?
All that planning that we did before that bear burst down that door, and all I had to do was plonk it in his face.
Yeah, good thing we spent 20 minutes talking to figure out how to hit the thing.
Yeah.
Found his weakness. Flash, flash.
How many drinks are we in now?
Six.
I didn't count.
Enough.
I don't know how much anyone else.
Okay, so now you have a dead bear.
Well, that's dinner sorted.
With the fur.
Okay, come on, Alchemy.
Are you going to tailor it into something?
Yeah,
of course I am.
First things first, can we do the rolls for butchering it? Because we want the meat. I mean, roast bear.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Can we prepare it into rations?
Yeah.
Last few days. Right, hold
honey
on.
Honey will act as a preservative. Some of the grandfather's ashes. Yeah.
How many days of food can we get
out of an entire bear?
Yeah,
yeah, bitch. Yeah, we will stay in this farmhouse for a couple of days.
The thing is,
having a lovely meal.
There's no time limit on the quest.
If you salted most of the bear, you'd probably have it preserved.
Oh, look, all my salt.
However, it depends on A, how much salt he's probably got in his hemp farm.
Hemp needs well salted.
Yeah.
Salted hemp?
Actually, for a point, since he doesn't farm something you'd eat, he probably would have a lot of cured food and ability to cure it.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's probably eating on the day to day.
Yeah, I can understand that logic. Okay, so roll me.
Roll me.
God,
who are you talking to here?
Me.
Well, we're doing the butchering roll.
Hold on, I'm trying to think how to do this.
I think there should be 2 rolls.
I want to say roll 2d6.
Oh, what?
How many rations you can get out of this bear? How many cuts you can get out of this bear?
Sorry, can we roll it?
Who's actually cutting up the bear?
Who's got best stats?
You're cutting up the bear.
You're the one with the sharp weapons.
Yeah. I mean, I've got hardy, I've got mentality. Sociable musical.
I have it.
Oh, yo, can I do it? I have daggers and I'm a wildling, so I probably butcher shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a show. Yeah,
right, so I will say roll me 2d6 and the lowest one you can roll again. Just you.
Okay.
Yay, thank you. Lowest one's a 2, highest one's a 6. Two sixes, 12.
You can nice. You can get 12 cuts of meat out of this thing.
Four.
Fucking hell. Okay. So you've now cut 12 cuts of meat out of this. You want to try and cure the said meat, which means you're going to want to.
I am wealthy.
You're rich. So basically, you're a drug dealer.
Yeah, he's a pimp.
You're a fucking freaky ass drug dealer.
He's a farmer.
Everyone knows they do both.
Depends.
Literate. You'd have to get some money to it, like to be literate.
Are you not having fun?
I'm having great fun. I just forgot that I left my vodka up here.
Okay, so with those 12, you have the soul. You roll me the 2d6 again, and this is how many take. There you go. And what else do you have? Do you have any traits that would give you an advantage on this?
I'm literate. I might know how to.
Do you know what? Yeah. You've read about it. Yeah. So the lowest one you roll again.
Oh, look, there's the book. There's the guy chapter on how to kill
happy,
me.
Happy times of butchering bears.
Zero,
so
a six.
A six
and
a
one.
I can
read
that.
Five.
Yeah.
We'll roll the lowest one 11. Again.
11.
You know what? Can you just accept the five?
Yeah, that's pretty.
Just, you might get. Yeah. I will say you can have the 11, but if you roll again and get a higher number, then you'll give.
I would take the 11.
I'll take that. Yeah.
But I'm not saying you won't lose. You won't lose the 11. But I'm saying you could get 12.
Just roll. Yeah, you could not get the 12.
Yeah, but then you'd have the 11.
All right, so don't worry.
You're not losing. Just, you're not losing anything by rolling again. Okay. You're still
surprisingly getting enough not being a dick about it. Yeah. So you go for it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
got a 5.
The 11.
Yeah. Okay. So you get 11. Okay. So one bit. Is full of maybe some parasites that you don't particularly want to end up eating. When you like stick it in the salt, it wriggles and it's just bleh, you know, not very nice.
But the other one cut of meat just walks out the door.
Yeah,
head.
That's the curse part.
You now have 11 chunks of cured enough bear meat to last you the day. Well, to last you
the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got 11 days worth of food. Excellent.
No. 3 days. Because
yeah.
one piece
four,
each.
Four, eight.
One person
two and a bit.
Well, he doesn't have to eat. I mean, we're warriors.
Wait,
he's my squire.
I know.
He can forage.
I like to say we're warriors just because I killed a bear, but I'm not a warrior, I'm a tailor.
Oh, you
are that was a honorable warrior. That was a
very good shot.
I'm a climber.
Exactly, you don't eat.
Yeah. Yeah, so you now have 11 chunks of cured bear meat.
Such a good tailor that I'm able to.
You dress the
I'm
meat.
I'm able to weave a crossbow bolt into the skull of a bear.
It was you a majestic shot. Oh,
at distance.
Matt, you know that bullet scene you're so fond of? The one with the titties.
Oh, High School of the Dead. The 50 cal for the tit shot. And it goes straight through.
We'll show you the degeneracy later, perhaps.
Oh, the rifle.
Yeah, I'm just imagining that, but like the third arm. Alright, anyway, not the point.
The amount of coke you want now.
So yeah, other than that, the night's quite uneventful, considering you just one shot at the bear.
Like a fucking legend.
You suddenly gain some sort of big-headedness. Okay, in the morning.
Yeah, Peric, our trait, eagle. Here we go.
In the morning, we admire our lovely bearskin rug.
Yes, you say that, I'm pretty sure.
Blatant narcissism is probably up there.
Let's see if you inquire one of the gods, kind of.
So, Matt, very quickly, though.
Sure, that would be a boon.
We made the bear meat edible, but what about the bear skin?
Well, we haven't talked about that yet.
Okay, yeah. So, whilst you've cut it, he's preparing it. What are you doing with the skin? Because you're going to have to tan it. That will take some time.
Well, that's the thing that I was going to mention. I don't think this is something that we need to take with us. We don't need to make something more. We've got torch,
cloth.
We've got rope, we've got a nice fashionable bag to keep everything in.
Yeah.
We don't really need to do something straight away with the bear skin.
But how about we skin it up and we can tan it and leave it for later?
Yeah, I'm thinking that we put it on like a drying rack or something like that, just to leave it for when we come back. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good idea, because if you leave it out in the open for too long, you know, who knows what will find it.
Another bear.
Yeah, it's just skinning up fine.
Yeah, so
maybe the rat swarm that I should have probably chosen the first time.
Best to say.
Okay, so
I'll prep it and rack it and we'll leave it.
That's it. Let's say conquest. You kind of conquested this
bear.
Conquested
it. Wait, what are you giving me right now?
I don't know.
He's trying to make a god, want
conquest.
You?
Conquest.
Connolly.
I'll say hunt.
I'd say, oh, yeah, there's no god of hunting, though. There's conquest, honour, panic, ecstasy.
Honour? But that's drinking. Basically just like a one
fortune,
shot.
Fortune, maybe.
Yeah. Fortunately, it was a bear, not a swarm of rats.
Pestilence.
I mean, they're kind of panic with that shot, so maybe.
Actually, yeah. Panic. You did it in panic, or you just got lucky. You rolled high.
Honor, I mean, a bear burst in and I took a shot. It was kind of panicked.
Honour? She actually took down a bear in a single shot, yeah. So you gained honour.
Yeah, there's honour as well, yeah.
Foe vanquished.
Do we need to get da,
yeah. I'm just imagining the bear walking in and going, and you're going, we'll do for the knife. Ah, my knee! Ah!
I'm happy just continuing as normal, Matt.
Yeah. I'm happy finishing this campaign sometime this year.
Alright, okay.
So, 40 minutes
in.
If we ever come back to this, you'll be visited by the god of panic.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, I would like another navigation roll from you, good sir. Because you new day, you just check on your map again and whatnot.
Right, well, I'm well rested and
well fed.
Well fed as well. We've had crackers and cheese. I'm literate and I have mentality.
It's a three. It's a three,
okay.
Yeah, it's right. A three.
What a whole bear based charcuterie board.
I rolled a two.
Oh well.
Oh, I mean, I did have a few good rolls there.
So, underneath.
Could you spend the footing on it?
Although you did say you were familiar with the area, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're already familiar with the area.
Yeah, I suppose then, yeah, okay. So you've got slow going. You do end up getting to the manor. One of the party... each character in the party gains the uneasy, furious, exhausted, or morose condition. So pick one of those and you get it.
All of us roll.
I'm going to be morose.
Okay, you have morose.
What is it?
Uneasy, furious, exhausted, or morose.
I'm going to take furious.
I'll go uneasy.
You're uneasy about being late. You're pissed off about being late. Morose.
I don't think I'm going to find what I need here.
Okay, you don't want to know what you're going to find.
What I've left.
Exhausted.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's tired because I'm not used to like...
Question. He's high. He has also
taken
a nap.
So, right, conditions.
You do this to yourself, Matthew.
I did.
Nice. Fuck, you're gonna have to edit that out, you little bastard.
Yeah, maybe. You fucking said
it. Can we get you the rolling pin?
Just beat that.
Actually, it's 47 minutes in.
42 minutes.
Conditions. So...
You can't read anymore.
You're
too drunk.
I am drunk. Leave me alone. I'm trying to find the conditions page that I had earlier and I've lost it.
I think that's quite strange being in a group of people that don't use my real name.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel common. I've been 6 years old.
We can call you your real name if you want.
14 years.
It's
up to you. No,
it's quite alright. 16
years. You don't
go ahead
and go
that far.
2009, Carmen. 2009. So yeah, you managed to get to this this area.
It's hemp farm. No,
this is an amazing hemp farm. You got bears. You could potentially have rats.
Yeah, and you got wood pixies as well. They're streaming across the road for you.
If you were a giant fucked up cat, where would you be hiding? Do you think?
Is there a laundry room?
Is there a giant ball of
grass?
What
about the bar?
Hold on.
Cats in the bar.
Exhausted. Minus one for all checks. You were...
Uneasy.
Something has happened to put your wind up. You feel restless and worried. You were furious.
Mm-hmm.
You're irresponsibly... that...
Do you want me to read that for you?
Can you point
it? That one.
Irrepressibly.
There you go. I've got to with you. Displeased with the situation, the folks around you, and you were morose. You're overcome with hopelessness and gloom. Unless engaged in a task, you find yourself slipping into listless inactivity.
Oh, to be fair, you've been sleeping for most of this.
I know, right?
I am awake.
I keep saying, I'm awake.
You're laying back like you're trying to fall asleep.
I'm awake.
See, Cap doesn't have the context for this. The entire fucking day, Matt's been telling me I'm sleeping when I'm looking him dead in the eye.
You're not, though.
Your eyes are closed.
Exactly. One is, one isn't. It's hard to fucking tell.
It isn't the drunkenness. I just act like this 90% of the time.
It's all put on a show.
Anyway, we're at this house. You're we're at the house.
It is a lot nicer.
Yes. And Jay's come up with the stunning plan to look for a laundry room for this guy.
That was you.
Hold on. You're not getting in that easily.
Right, what's going to happen before we go into this
house? Oh, it's cultists, right.
Okay. Exactly. Yes. So, first things first, we're going to walk up to the gate and, how could we be late to this? Come on now, guys. We got here so late.
We've done the best we could. We've got more resources than we would have had. I don't think there's any reason for you to be complaining right now.
I mean, the bear, I mean, it was a fantastic shot, but it just took up too much time.
It did, and it took us a bit longer to get here, but you can't exactly help that kind of shit, right?
So,
there's a bear, there's a map. We did the best we could. Leave it.
As you're all arguing at the front, you'll see these hooded figures wandering around the entrance. They're kind of peering out from the entranceway.
Ah, my neighbours.
They are...
How are you?
From what you can see, they're hairless, pale, and quite sallow looking.
I'm going to just put my hands in my pockets right now, if you don't mind, as we walk up to these people. just putting that out there.
Oh, yeah.
they're all very kind of... A few of them looking out, you know, suspicious.
Can I talk to them?
You can try.
Hey, I mean, is this lady... Glasses?
Yeah,
thank you. Is it Lady Glasses? Estates? We're here to sort out... Oh, what the fuck is the quest now? It's been a day.
We take the cat back if you get it wrong.
Operation.
We're looking for a cat of strange proportions.
Yeah, thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you, my friend. We are looking for a cat of strange proportions. Would you know where I can find this?
Cat? No cat here!
We are looking for a creature called an operation. What? Happen to have seen one?
Oh, what?
Looks like
you. Can you maybe direct us to the next you see me?
What?
No. Is this just the butler again?
Sounds like a fucking parrot.
Is it the butler?
it's the same guy. Open your eyes, mate.
I've got my eyes open. Can't you see?
Right, fuck you.
Right, okay. So there's a person talking to us outside.
Yeah, a cat monk.
Yeah, okay. Tell us more about this person who's talking to us.
Pussy ninja.
Yes.
Tell us more about this person who's talking to us.
So, yeah, they're a bald kind of... They're wearing long robes. They look very monk-like. Again, there's a few more of them kind of poking their heads out, looking suspicious.
Okay. We're here for the cultists meeting to worship the big bastard that lives in here.
Cultists?!
Oh, sorry, the Honourable Monk meeting to worship the big boss.
Why wouldn't you say so?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no cult here.
There's no cult here.
You're here for the better
health. The greater good.
For the older class, thank you.
He's got free hands.
Ignore him.
An extra one to praise the Lord.
He's a squire in training.
Why are you walking about with all three hands showing? Put one away. Just put you got pockets for fuck's sake. Just put one in your pocket. What is wrong with you? This is a new place with new people. Stop walking about with all three hands.
Where's this extra arm coming from?
He's in the middle of his chest.
Oh, so he's like, oh man. He just comes out like that.
If you put it down like that, you're going to be playing with yourself the entire way.
Yeah, but nobody would see. It's fine.
You fucking would if you got two arms doing that and another one going.
Hold your balls and no one will notice.
Just do up your bum chair, no one will see it.
You can just try and time his character's been
I'm sorry, but you can do the best around. Superman. Bam! Punch face.
You can't move my own ass. Come on.
Yeah.
Sorry, how do you respond to this argument that we're having?
About my
heart. Who told you that you're fucking weird?
Yes.
Fair enough.
I apologise. I apologise for the startling nature of my mutant friends here. Let me...
You're a fucking freak, isn't he?
I'm going and put one of his extra hands away and we'll try and conduct ourselves normally from now on. I flash a look at him when I say normally as well. We'll conduct ourselves normally.
Now it's just get me.
I will turn this car around now.
God.
Waiting on him then.
I need to drink.
As we were saying, we are looking for the right honourable meeting of the cat god. What's his name? Yes. We are looking for the right honourable meeting of the good god.
You're a Perry here.
The big boy.
How do you pronounce it again?
What? Don't try and trick me!
Operation.
Fuck you!
Operation.
I'll be told.
That's actually probably what it was based on. Very smart.
Perishing.
That makes sense.
Dying. You have a peri falsery.
About getting there, yeah, but
a peri gara.
I am trying to get
a peri squab and a peri alect.
The a peri shin, my friend.
Fuck you. Did you give us the wrong name or did you make it up?
It's a peri.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me.
It's a peri.
Oh, okay. Oh, peri alect.
No, a peri.
Just a peri.
They're all fucking a peri.
No, I'm not a peri squad.
They're all fucking a peri.
This
bitch, that one right there.
No.
So this might have been information we should have got before we left. There is more than one O'Perry.
No, because I wrote down the name, but I might be too drunk.
Okay.
There's more than one type of O'Perry.
Okay.
So okay, I don't care.
Alright, fuck off.
More than one type.
It all depends on the pace of the book.
Look, excuse me, sir.
Let's get to the meat of the matter, shall we?
We appear to be in the wrong place. I apologise. What exactly is it that your church worships?
Good question. Come inside, you'll find out.
Is it the Lord Jesus Christ?
Right. Are you inviting us inside?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well vampires, you know what? We need explicit advice.
We might be in the wrong place, but this might actually be providence. Yeah. It might be the gods sending us to the correct place. We will join you and come inside and investigate for ourselves.
All right. Inside is pitch black.
A what?
Is pitch black.
I always did a pitch wank.
Luckily, we
what's wrong with you, for?
Yes, he's had a pitch wank.
But we have a torch, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a hemp torch.
Yeah, if you light it.
What can we light the hemp torch?
Secretly, it's all full of gasoline.
Don't give him ideas.
When he said it was pitch black, he meant there was pitch in the black.
Yeah.
Look, we don't want to insult these monks.
We light the torch. We set a
burning hand.
Please, Harold. We don't want to insult these monks. We should go along with their rituals just now. If they are in the dark, then we shall stay in the dark for the moment until we.
But I've got my lighter here somewhere. My flint and steel.
Oh my god.
No.
My buzz just cringed back into my body there.
Flint and steel. Chicken jockey.
Please. Shut up. Please.
This is train.
What's the punishment for references again?
There isn't one.
Cartman, just because you get a Happy Meal whenever you go to McDonald's doesn't mean you're an actual 9-year-old.
So, as I was saying, let's go along with the monks just now. If it's dark, it's dark for a reason.
Yes, and.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Lord will show us the light.
The good God cat will show us the light at some point.
The darkness is a test.
Yeah, I mean, you will see some some flickering slithers of light, but most of the windows have been boarded and heavily draped. What little light there is scatters only a few measly kind of feet into it, and it shows. Actually, who has something that they can use as a looking roll?
No one.
Mentality?
They all have eyes.
I mean, mentality as well.
Yeah.
Well, then you could
you feel
roll
your way.
It's a standard five. You and you'll have a four.
Okay, well, I'm going to roll, and I rolled a 3.
You will see deep scratch marks within the floor.
Okay, there's some scratch marks in the floor.
And
you will also see deep scratch marks. This is basically what you're looking for. You two haven't seen shit because you haven't rolled.
Okay.
3.
You'll see blood traces amongst the scratch marks.
1.
You'll see blood marks going in a very specific direction with the scratch marks.
That's interesting.
Is it the way we're going?
Yes.
Ah, shit.
Okay, so assuming that we're discussing what we're seeing right now?
Yes, I found scratch marks going this way.
You
didn't find scratch marks at all, you found blood marks.
Yeah. Blood marks, I feel blood marks.
And a bone.
I found a bone as well, it points this way.
The marrow sucked clean out. Can I ask, is it fresh?
Lick it and taste it.
He would know more than you. And it looks to be within the last week or so.
Okay. Do you share this information with
me? Yes. Listen. Week old.
Okay. We might have a monster situation here. Maybe I should go first.
Well, that's why we're here. For fuck's sake!
Counting all the odds.
Oh, you know what? The tailor just goes home.
I want a bear rug by next week.
Right.
I'll send you the hemp.
You haven't earned shit, you haven't paid him. Right. Lead on then. What do we find when we lead us to the
right. Follow the trail. We're still in the dark.
God, I need more dice.
No, you'll need yours. You'll need yours. I need
flowers.
More dice. Flower. More dice sixes, please, darling. Thank you, darling. I need even...
You didn't read it. Exactly.
I need even more dices.
More dice.
More dices. You're in trouble.
I need you. You've got two more.
I for now.
Oh, right. Okay, anyway. So as you are walking in, you'll hear the monks start backing off slightly.
Can we stomp them?
Are they doing the throat singing?
And before...
Ooh, ooh. To the cat girl god.
Oh no.
Notice me, oh Perry San.
Ooh, ooh. Oh Perry Chan. Hey, it's not what you've been looking for.
And so you'll notice they've started backing off.
They've backed off.
Alright, everybody stand still.
That monster situation.
Everybody stand still. Everybody standing still now.
Can't see you.
Is everybody standing still? Can we all confirm that we're standing still?
Yes. I am standing still.
Okay.
Has anyone got any good listening traits?
I don't think listening is a trait you can have.
Mentality?
Yeah, I keep on bringing up mentality because I'm still not sure what it means.
I'm going to go mentality because I'm first in up there. I'm being told that I'm about to be hit by a monster. I should know something could be possibly happening.
Yeah, we all know why we're here. We should be listening.
Well, Cartman's only just learned that we're a monster hunt.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is
to our favourite monster hunt.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is...
Oh, look, he just died. Oh, Tori,
it's the carpet.
Right, get your shit together.
But what I'm saying is, because we are alerted to the situation, do we get it?
You're not surprised as much, but you don't...
Would it count as aid for Flair to have told him about the blood?
Yes, although this creature is silent.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
No, this creature is...
Not silent.
Graceful.
Oh, can I use Tracker to help?
Yeah, there's a difference between graceful and silent.
Tracker? Yeah, sure, you can get... roll me a Tracker, that'll give you...
Yeah, because you've now got scratch marks and blood marks.
Yeah, I've got shit to find out.
So you will basically be rolling to hear if this thing is anywhere near you.
Just the one dice, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be a... Four.
There's a four.
Yeah, you hear something big, kind of like in the distance. There.
Something big flying in. It's getting closer.
Ah, did you hear that then? That what'd you hear?
You didn't hear shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. But
what did you hear?
Wings coming this way, big ones.
Ah.
Now, if you don't mind, Matt, can I please use inconspicuous to hide and let these chumps take the fall for me?
I'm ready, my stance, so I'm ready.
Well, hold on. You don't get that. You have to literally do one of the D6 marks.
Can I go sneaky, sneaky?
Yeah. You need to put one of the D6 marks.
Here's the plan, lads. Right. So, we're going to do a similar thing as we did with the bear. I'm going to one shot it.
Full piercing gun.
I'm going to take a couple of steps back and I'm going to fire with my crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
You two
like this,
are going to take the rope out of the bag.
and you're going to use the rope.
Yep.
So I'm going to go light action here, and you two are going to go standard action.
So Mark, put the dice.
So you're going to go standard action, actually, and you're going to go aid, and you're going to aid his standard action, okay?
Okay, I go aid. I give aid.
You're going to take the rope, and you're going to drag it to the ground. And we're going to restrain it.
Try to grab, like a rope it around.
Yeah, so both of you take a rope.
How about this? We tie the rope to your crossbow.
Is it your crutch?
crossbow bolt.
Okay, straight away.
Please, come on.
No.
That's secretly kept as a third arm all along.
I don't think you understand the dimensions of my crossbow.
Oh, I see now.
It's much smaller than I've been letting on.
Overcompensate.
I know it killed a bear in one shot, but I don't think it's going to work this time. Okay. So, I'm going to shoot at the thing, try and do some damage, get its attention. You two, with the rope, you with your standard action, you with your aid, are going to restrain it, bring it to the ground.
I'm going to count down from 10, and once that's done, no, we're committed.
We three are committed. It's just now 10. And Jay.
So we're just going to let Jay 9. Do what she wants.
I'll do a finishing strike.
5.
Yeah.
You have to set it manually.
You didn't tell me that, sorry. We're committed now.
So I'm 3, he's 4, he's 1.
Right, put your one of your dice to a 4. Thank you. Right.
It's up to Jeff. You can join it.
So,
you.
Yeah, you can hide if you want. I'm not.
He's gonna be selfish, but he's gonna take a 6 and just like chill in the background.
You're gonna have a 6. You're too drunk to do this, are you?
I'm not too drunk to do this.
No, because you've got focus action withdrawal. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So you've got. I'm gonna say there's 4 threes as well. So, the Opiri comes into a brief moment of visibility in one of the shafts of light. And it will glare into the eyes of
that's going to fuck up the start of our plan, but you're still on point here. Just you stick to the plan.
I got it.
So it's glaring into your eyes. If the target moves or take an action, the Imperium may spend this die to lunge a short distance and perform a piercing attack +6 against them. If the Imperial loses toughness or moves while this die is ready, immediately discard it.
Alright, I'm concerned that I've already committed to the thing. I have to attack.
Hey, the attack isn't listed as an action. It's a separate thing.
Alright, okay.
If it moves.
I think it means like move your arm, I think it means walking.
Attacking is that.
Because it lists. Right. Are they all counting as actions?
Yes.
Alright, sure.
They are for me now, anyway.
Alright, okay.
I'm guessing because I've already committed to it that that's what's going to happen.
Yes, you've set your dice to a 3.
Yeah.
However, you will also hear from the back 4 voices all absolutely screaming and scrambling. There'll be one for each of you. So, first one will... If I'm getting this right. So, a scrambling dash, the Opiri Falsiri... crouches on all fours and scrambles a short distance. If they are adjacent to a foe, it gains +2 footing. So it can spend footing to get its higher. So, right, first one's against Jay. That's 3.
What do I roll? If anything.
You have 3 toughness. How did we do it before? I've already forgotten.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Protection.
Putting
event
armor or toughness, sorry.
Just roll a dice and see if you
can. Yeah, so what happens is, right, so she's going to roll.
Right.
Okay, what do you get?
I'm 2 drunk to 5.
5.
5, okay, so she's above what you rolled.
Yes.
So she benefits from this one.
Right. He's rolled under. So...
Yeah, so he's rolled under, so he's going to attack and get he's going to get some sort of.
Right, under, lose 1 footing. So yeah. There is one now that is a 3 and a 4. So he's slightly easier to hit or something.
Yeah, so she's parried him or something like that, yeah.
Parry this.
Next one's after you.
Parried, casual.
Next one's after you. That's a 5.
Alright, that's going to be hard. Because I rolled a 4, which means that that's 1 over.
Yep.
Which means I'm going to lose a toughness.
Can I ask, can you spend something to get that up?
You can use, I think it's...
I don't have any combat abilities at all, in fact I've got a crossbow.
Yeah, it's I think you can
footing
spend...
to defend, isn't it?
Oh, footing to defend. So yeah, I'll lose a footing to that attack.
Yeah, but I think you can spend footing to build it up, though.
All right, I can spend... Okay, so either I lose one toughness or I lose a footing.
You're spending your footing to be able to defend better.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to take the toughness hit on that one.
Okay.
Because I've got the one protection from the gauntlet.
Right, so...
So I think that I can actually get away with that without losing anything at all.
Assuming it doesn't have a weapon.
No. They're scrambling dashing, so they're...
All right, excellent. So
it will gain two footing.
So I'm able to gauntlet shield that one.
Yeah, you're able to just catch it.
Yeah, easy.
You're shielding, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your protection. Yeah, shit, shield armor. Right, next one goes after the three-armed freak. That's six.
You might have a two-armed freak.
Yeah.
I have a one.
Oh, that is a terrible roll.
That is... Right, so this has got under. Over.
So that's maximum under.
The target loses one toughness. So you lose one toughness. God, this is getting harder and harder to think.
I've got one to do protection. No, the fuck off.
Can I ask, you were rolling an A check?
This one would get.
Or you were rolling an A check?
I got for age.
Sorry, and that is a number. Okay. So.
And the next one will go after you.
Do I roll?
Three.
Two.
So you got under. Unless you want to spend a footing, it'll hit you.
So I have full protection in my armour. How would that work if I took the hit?
I think you...
Yeah, because there's only one under, you would just get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the same as me. I was only one under, but I got my protection for that. So your armour helps you, and so my shield helps
now
me.
Now we're on to the dice of three.
So it's only you took damage there.
Who's on a three?
That'd be Cap.
That'd be me, yes. Right. So, I'm going to go for the attack, and I'm going to trigger this monster's ability.
Right.
I'm going to trigger its trap card.
So I'll let you roll first and sort this one out, and then we'll...
Four.
Four. Right, so it's going to roll two. Yeah, it's only got four footing, so it'll take the hit. What's your attack?
Well, my attack's the bow, so that's plus one, so that's five.
Right, so you're doing a five, are you? Okay, so five over. Pinned arm. Target loses additional one toughness. Drops any item they were holding. There you go. So you managed to shoot it in
an arm. I don't imagine it was holding anything.
No, it wasn't. Right, so this thing is now at a... Eight. Jesus Christ, maths. It will trigger its thing. So it's a plus six attack against you.
Okay.
Unfortunately. That's 10.
Okay. Well, I'm obviously not going to roll a 10 here, so what the fuck's going to happen to me? Yeah, I've got a d6, mate.
Well, roll anyway, because this is how much it's over by.
Well, that's a 5, so that's not terrible.
So it's 5 and over. So it is a piercing as well. So you will drop your crossbow. You will then also lose two toughness.
Okay, well, what about my protection there? Does that help me with one of those toughnesses?
My
plus one?
Yeah, I think...
So my shield, maybe just one toughness I'll lose?
Actually, I have the quilt again.
You've got your special quilt on it.
Yeah.
Right, so over damage, target loses one. If the attack has any damage type, apply the additional effect. Flipping the doom coin, no time damage, loses one toughness.
So that's one toughness and I lose my crossbow?
Yeah, one and you lose your crossbow. I don't know how much I'm anymore. Too tired and drunk.
Okay. That seems like an appropriate punishment for that one, yeah. So cool. I'll lose my crossbow. Will I be able to pick that up in the next round?
It has kind of stabbed into your arm.
Right.
So it's got your arm in one of its talons. But it is also pinned as well. So whilst you've pinned it, it's pinned you.
I'm doing what what we were saying.
But
so,
think about this. I've already pinned it now. So, this plan on the rope.
Now, here's the thing. This is all happening very quickly.
Yeah.
So you can decide. Do you want to keep on planning with the rope?
We should immobilize it. Yeah. Are you okay attacking this?
Because I've got it pinned. You two could probably tie it up. Like,
with advantage?
Yeah.
Because he's got it distracted?
I've got it pinned. Are they able to tie it up?
Yeah, I can stalemate.
So, yeah. Well, I'm on the fourth on the list, so it's not as well.
Yeah.
Four.
You got a four, okay. I think this is how it works. I'm too drunk to know. That's got a four as well, so it's equal. So equal is... Oh, good God.
Success with cost.
Yes, no, equal is target loses a toughness, but you lose a footing. I can break this up if you want. It's been an hour and 10.
We want to see how this fight goes.
Okay. In between making gin and tonic?
Between drinks, yeah. I want to see if we actually manage to tie this batch.
So, it's lost a thing, you've lost a footing. Carmen?
Alright.
I lost a footing.
Yeah. What was your one?
Aid.
Your aid, you're one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you helped him do the thing.
Yeah.
Right, new set of rounds.
This bitch getting tied down.
Well, so I'm going to set up the falseri, whatever it is, to their attacks.
Did they actually get a rope around the bitch?
Well, no, he's pinned it. It's success with cost, so yeah, sort of. You get a sort of some of the rope around it.
Is it like sufficiently restrained in any way?
Well, it's pinned, and I'll say you managed to get its other arm.
Alright, so... then I was on a six, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah, you were last, weren't you?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Can
this
I.
This is baiting our team.
He's just sleeping in the corner.
Yeah, no, he's sitting in the corner going like this, what chaos reigns around him.
That's you in the corner.
Yeah. That's good old Pit is gonna run up, and I think. Yeah, fuck it, we ball. I think he's gonna try and blind this bitch.
You're gonna blind it?
Yeah, use the fact it's restrained to get it in the eyes.
Right, you're going for a very specific attack then, yeah?
Yeah, which is why I waited until it was restrained.
Right, so.
Six,
it's all about the efficiency.
Focused attack. Yeah, you won't get a negative on that because you've waited so long.
It's
okay, so you can try and stab it.
Alright, it's one dice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that went up your ass.
Yeah. What? Oh, that's a one.
That's a one. Right, okay.
Pat rushes in, tries to ninja. That's a two.
Yeah, well, you fail anyway.
Whoops.
You were under, so you lose a footing.
So Pat runs up to try and blind this and then slips like on a banana peel. Whee!
You slip in a patch of blood or a bone or something. You slip on a bone, there you go. You lose one footing. If you don't fall over, you are perfect.
You were smashing that fate there and you just come in and trip over yourself. Might be the boot, maybe. Get
it in a minute. That's fine. Right. Set up your dice again for what you want to do.
Right, so me and this beast are kind of entwined at the moment. Mm-hmm. I've pinned it, it's pinned me.
Yes, and I'm about to do my cunning move of draining it with the rope that we made earlier from the hemp.
Wait, did we just do that?
Yeah, we already did that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is restrained. Yeah, so I've pinned it with my crossbow bolt, it's pinned me with its claws.
Yep.
You've both restrained it. So, what I need to do is I need to do something dastardly and epic in order to end the fight quick. Otherwise, I'm going to get hurt. So, I don't have my crossbow anymore.
Nope.
And I only have the skills of a tailor to go on at this point. I do, however, have my rusted gauntlet.
So you can smack a bitch with a rusted gauntlet. So you can't be bludgeoning.
Is there a lit torch anywhere? Because then you can set fire to
it. No, it's darkness.
No, we haven't set, you didn't set lights for you.
Can I reach into my bag?
Ah, you're right.
Yes.
Yes. You've got a bag of crisps.
Where do you want? Where do you want the best guy?
I'm going to be able to light this torch while I've got this claw in my arm.
That's going
to
be very tricky.
Yeah, you are pinned.
Okay. Yeah.
So okay, you...
Honestly, I think if you can keep busy, let me get my great act ready.
Are you sure? Are you in a capable state of helping right now?
Matt, I am fine.
Right, well.
You're shit-faced.
I'm fine.
I'm going to try and do what she was doing. Yeah. And I'm going to try and blind it.
You're
going
to try and blind it?
Okay. It's got me, I've got it. I am going for the eyes.
I'd say it's at a disadvantage because you are pinned.
But is it not also at a disadvantage because that's pinned?
Good point. Okay, even. Even
Stevens. Right, so I'm thinking that we're probably even in this given that we've both pinned each other. This is tough, but I'm just going to have to... Like, this is a desperate strike I'm going for here. Mm. So...
Wait, what number are you rolling? What dice are you rolling?
Right, I'm thinking I'm going to go for...
Because I forget you guys in order.
Well, I don't strike, have a heavy weapon, so it has to be a light strike.
Right, so that a light strike is a...
Three.
Okay, have we got any ones?
What are you two actually going to do?
Five. Heavy
strike.
Five?
We are preoccupied because we're the one who's restrained.
Can you, would you...
Wait, are you able to aid me in blinding?
I was going to say, can you distract it?
What I was going to do is get you your crossbow. As in, like, get it...
So you were actually going to give me my crossbow back?
Yeah.
Are you illiterate?
Draw. I say.
You just said draw is getting
draw piece of nearby gate. So basically, it'd be nearby, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it'd be nearby. You could say you could aid him to pick it back up.
I'll rush over, get to the crossbow.
Okay, so that's your action.
Yeah.
Right. Well, two of the Opiri Falsiri things, whatever they are going to aid the Opiri Gara. In turn, they will pull you. Wait, what's it called? It got hit by a crossbow. They will go for the crossbow bolt and try and pull it out to unpin it. That's one of them. It doesn't say. The standard roll is 5. That got a 3. So the second one will come over and try and do it. That's a 5. They managed to unpin the Opiri.
That's not good.
Leaving you still pinned.
I'm still going to go for my heavy attack.
Right, you stick with a heavy attack, yeah, that's a good plan. And if
you were able to get my crossbow to me, I could give it another shot. Any twos?
Mrs. Rogue, are you going to get involved? Mr. Rogue, are you going to get involved?
I'm not a rogue, I'm an accountant.
Oh, okay, accountant, I'm sure I remember that. Same Mr. thing. Accountant, are you willing to account here?
Account for yourself.
I mean, if you want me to add up their tax returns, then I can do that.
Maybe a calculated demand would suffice.
Do we have any two on the dice roll? Any threes on dice rolls?
Well, that was me.
That's you. Yeah. Okay, right, now it's your turn.
So,
did you get my crossbow back
there?
Yeah,
you also a three.
I read it. Don't know if it let me pass it over.
Yeah, you've already passed it.
Okay.
Yeah, your action was done. I didn't make you roll for it, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's managed to get a crossbow bolt out of it. I'm going to try and put a crossbow bolt back into it.
Okay, yeah. Right, do that.
Right, so, I rolled a 5.
You rolled a 5.
That's a 6 with the plus 1 in the bolt.
6 and a plus 1 with the bolt. Okay, so that's a 2. So it's only 3 over. So, okay, you managed to puncture its eye.
Well, there we go. Half blind.
And must resist death.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Come on! Come on!
Come on, Eileen!
Ah, fuck you! It doesn't die! It did, it resisted death, you cunt.
Yep, it's
but is it not doomed right now?
No, it rolled, so it's fine.
Okay, so it's lost an eye and it's lost some toughness.
Yep.
How much toughness did it lose?
It just punches an eye. Actually, yeah, you're over, so... One toughness. Yeah, okay, so it's lost another toughness. Which
only the one? I was like...
That was a 2. It's 9 toughness.
Oh, you...
Quite a tough bastard.
Just... 1 to down 6.
I'm not going to lie, I'm just here from the Fantasy IRS. They've been reporting lower earnings than we thought. It's all a thing, okay?
There's a fucking haberdashery in here trying to fight a massive cat god, and you're just standing in the sides.
I'm just here to see if they've been lying about their earnings.
Right, come on, actual warrior. Right. Let's do some good.
Hey, 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 it's light strike, it's me first.
All right, it's a light strike.
Where did the extra dice come from?
Just roll the one.
My dice.
That's a one again.
That's a one.
So, so they kind of takes another wild swipe of the cat and just fucking misses again.
Well, oh, it depends on what it rolls.
Wait, was that the accountant trying to do something?
That's a one as well! You fucked!
Equal. So you lose a footing, it loses one toughness.
Oh, he manages to, like, just... Oh! He goes to throw the knife and then just stumbles forward and falls flat on his face after the knife loses his hand.
Okay.
Does hit, though.
Yeah, it does hit, yeah.
Falls.
Yes.
No. Right, we have a fall from the Aperi itself.
Oh, shit.
Which is going to be bite. The Aperi surges forward in a piercing attack. Attack plus 5. If this damage to the target, they must resist corruption, difficulty of 6, or gain the aspect of the Aperi trait.
Which means you're basically slowly turning into an Aperi slayer.
Okay, this is a... You're this is obviously going to be me here.
You're going to become a cat girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It says plus 6.
It's going to give me a lot more options for my clothing range.
That's a 6.
Right.
Six.
So
that's a 6. Plus 5.
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? There's absolutely nothing. Like, every over is already accounted for here. Surely. Even if I roll a 6.
I mean, it is piercing damage, so...
Yeah,
that's...
every over is accounted for.
So hang on, hold on one more.
I don't need to roll.
Can any of us
there's nothing I can do here.
So you can become impaled if you would like.
What do you mean if I would like?
That's the choice.
I could roll a 6 and I'm still impaled.
And what next is on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no. So you, the target gains a puncture wound injury and must resist death.
Ah, oh, cheers for
if
that.
If there is a foe directly behind the target, which there is, this you is must lower 2 toughness.
Well, there's no one directly behind me, so that's grand.
There are.
No, they're not.
There's the fucking bat people.
Oh, wait, there's
yeah,
people.
There's a bat people behind you.
Because they're around, they're you know, pulling the thing out.
Yeah, so it's going to damage some people here.
No, it's going to make you lose 2 toughness. If there is a person behind them, they lose 2 toughness. You lose 2 toughness.
Okay, I get it.
Yep.
Right, so let's take this in turn. So what do I need to roll for first?
See if you die.
Right, okay, see if I die first. I die.
You die. Welcome to death.
So I'm glad we did that first.
Right.
You die with your
needless to say, you don't need to worry about your toughness anymore.
So there's no death saving throws or anything?
No.
No, yep, I am pissed. Yep, I've been mauled to the... Yep,
oh,
the tailor is no more.
It's punctured through to your brain, essentially. You won't become a zombie for the Aperi, luckily enough.
So Harold, you're standing there in this evisceration
I mean,
of the beloved
I've
tailor.
I've heroically done as much damage as I can. In fact, I've heroically...
I salute thee.
Only
I am now Corporal Harold.
Done more damage to this thing than anyone else has.
You killed a bear.
Yeah.
Colonel,
and I killed the bear for you.
I mean, there's probably something about protection in there that I just don't understand at the moment. But
yep. You know what? The Ophiri, about to attack the tailor. The tailor turns round. He straightens his tie. He bows to his captive audience. And he accepts his fate as the Ophiri planks a fang through his skull and out of his arse.
So you're now stuck on this thing's tooth.
It's like a dog with peanut butter.
Okay.
I'm gonna
are you
go.
On a 5?
I'm a 5.
You're a 5.
So
I'll
next,
let you go first.
So, I am greatly disturbed by my beloved tailor who has been at my service for many years. Perishing from this mighty...
You met him last Tuesday.
I must feel like I must revenge thee, and I'm going to heavy strike down on his leg.
I want to just see something quickly. What's fear? I would have to...
He was a close friend. Yeah, go on.
I would have to wonder if you will have to roll for, like, fear here. Because you've just witnessed one of your people just literally get a tooth through the face.
face.
I mean, if you don't shoot yourself in the first place, you
through
the
entire person.
So, I would like you three to roll me a D5.
A D5?
A D6 even, sorry.
D5, fucking hell.
Confession is considered helpful, plus
five.
One or
that's
five.
A 6.
Or 3.
Always set by effect. So, if you have a 5, you're equal.
Yeah.
If you're in a fight, you gain one footing. Otherwise, you're unaffected. Mm-hmm. You said you were under, right?
I got 3.
So, you're free. You've frozen. If you're in combat, you discard any of your remaining action die.
Fuck, I was next up as well.
Yep.
I haven't gone yet.
If you have none, I'll gain no action die next round, so yeah. This and you what?
6.
You got over, emboldened. You cannot be frightened by this specific source of fear until dawn. There you go. So
you think you're glad to look at me?
Death doesn't scare you, and you've gained toughness. Would you like to stop for a while?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Everyone seems to be disappearing.
Do I gain toughness, Sergeant? Really nice. Right, let's kill this bitch. Next
round.
I'll say you get one as well. Right, next. Actually, no, there's 2 more 5s left to go. Yeah, there's the 2 other Opiri Fossiri dudes. So they're going to do a clumsy finisher. Jaws wide, the Opiri Falseri or Siri launches itself at its foe in an attack plus 4. If this does not damage the target, they immediately make immediately take an opportunity attack against the fake one. Yeah. So 2 of them against you.
Well, shit, they go for the
6 and a 3, so that is 10 and 9. Oh, 10 and...
Because she's...
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to 7. Do about that?
Jay, may I say, but you are stealthed, so should you get earlier...
No, I ran out to go for a knife at a bitch. Yeah.
She did a couple of points of damage.
Oh.
That's a 1 for the first one.
Yeah. Oh, I get to go twice.
Yeah.
That's a 2.
Okay, so jaw wide open, it launches her attack plus...
Oh, shit.
What is that supposed to mean?
They're trying to bite my face off, and they just succeeded.
Does it?
Clumsy finisher, jaws wide, the Fury false stare launches itself at its foe in an attack plus 4. If it does not damage the target, they may immediately take an opportunity attack against it. So, did it damage you?
Yep, yeah. It sure damaged me.
So, you don't get the opportunity attack. It just means you lose the
damage. What damage does it do, though? It doesn't actually say.
Well, it's the same as the success thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they both... Yeah, so they're both doing it.
They're over, both target loses 1 toughness. They're biting, but it doesn't say it's piercing, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. No,
so you lose 2 toughness.
You lose 2 toughness.
Oh, I'm hanging on by a thread, lads.
Cool. Now it's a new combat round. You're facing 4 things and the Opiri still.
Damn it.
We should have killed the cults before we went in there.
Shoulda,
woulda, coulda. Yeah. Okay, so...
Fuck it, he's gonna go out fighting.
So we're at the point now where the damage dice comes to Jay, so the character name. And you know how much... I need to know if he's dead or alive.
I'm alive.
Are you alive?
Barely.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat is like... His suit is ragged and torn.
But you're still alive.
He's
so you've still got ball. Another turn.
Yeah.
So, 3s.
Dying, but not dead.
3.
And clutches of death.
Do you mind maybe helping her out?
2. Trying to do this.
In all honesty, with the way
I'm
rolling,
you
probably better help her
come. I think an aid roll for you could potentially help her out.
I was thinking, because I don't know what number this would be under, but trying to scare away the cultists.
You could try an aid action, but I don't think it'd work. They're very dedicated to their master in front of them.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'm at 3.
Right, you're at 3. Anyone got a 1?
No, I'm 5. I'm
anyone got a
2?
Okay, 3s. You can go first.
Alright, just gonna light strike the big bitch in the hopes that if it dies, the cults will fuck off. That's a 1 again.
That's a 1.
Yeah, we live.
That's also a 1, so it's equal.
Alright, so I lose a footing, right?
You lose a footing, it loses a toughness.
Does the fact my daggers are plus 2 help that?
I don't yeah, know anymore.
Let me answer that. What was that?
My daggers have a +2 on them.
Oh, that's +2 to attack.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
attack.
Actually over.
Oh.
So you don't lose a thing, but it's still.
Yeah, you're not +1 now.
Yeah. So you don't lose anything.
Yeah,
but that means that she's on +1 for it.
Yeah, you're on +1. There you go.
Yeah.
So does Wait. She get any benefit to that?
Are your daggers piercing, yeah?
Slashing, maybe?
Piercing.
So you got 2 over, yeah? What did you, were you wrong? Yeah, 2
3.
Over.
Yeah,
so target loses an additional toughness, they then lose 2 footing.
Oh yeah, fuck them.
Cool, so it's now on 3 and 2.
Sorry,
yeah, let's not lose focus here, yeah, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ghost of trouble.
3 and 2.
Fucking ghost of the tailor here coming in for the save.
Yeah, by all means do, because I'm... Yeah.
He's out.
Mentally and physically. right, so the Opiri Falsiri are gonna do frenzied swipes. You've just attacked their master, so they're gonna go after you. 1, 2, 3, and 4. You will have to roll this 4 times.
That's
1, 6, 6, 6, 1.
Jesus, shit,
is
Christ.
You're
oh, no. Yeah. +2.
Oh, fuck you.
So 8, 8, 8, 3.
Oh, she gets the +2 as well.
6 and 3.
Not to weapon, not to defending.
What does footing do for me here?
I tried.
I think you can spend footing to really defend.
So 1, 6, 1, 3.
Yeah.
Confusing.
2 and 3. So I take 2 of those for sure.
You take 2 of them.
2 footing to not take the other, so I only take 2.
Right, so they're frenzy swiping plus attack 2.
I'm dead anyway, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll right, be dead.
So much as the way the tailor went, the accountant is just going to get absolutely fucked up. He gets four separate cats down
the freak.
Oh, so you're not being impaled on the other tooth?
No,
it's the little bastards
eaten by
me.
Little fuckers.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, well, so that's
Taylor got killed by the boss. She just got killed by some henchmen.
Anyone on
four? 4 henchmen. Why not fight?
I say because I didn't know what I could actually do at this point. So
okay, so
my idea was try to scare off Cortis.
I mean,
might be time to run, lads.
You need to try and stab them, or you can retreat.
No, I can do this. I'm an honourable warrior. I will finish it. I will avenge you two.
Although retreat comes at the end.
I've got a
floor
and a quilt.
Yeah, use the torch in my bag.
Distract them for me.
Can we get to your fucking bag?
We can get to his corpse, yeah.
Just on the cat. Yeah. In the cat's mouth.
Do the cat.
Yes. Evidently, into was it the mouth?
Go right. That Yves Saint Laurent bag that I've made, it fell out. It didn't go in the mouth.
Don't worry, if I survive, I will sell your bag for you.
Pentons.
So, yeah, what are you running away?
I'm going to ready myself. I don't know these people. I'm ready myself to run away.
You're running away. Okay, you're on a 5, yeah?
I don't blame him away. I am going to try to see if I can do these guys. I am a 5. I'm going to do a heavy strike on these guys.
You're going to do a heavy strike on which one?
The main guy, the big
you
guy.
You want to do the
appearance.
Right, okay. Yes. So, roll me a dice. A 4.
Wait, you're going to have some pluses on your weapon,
mate. So, you match it.
Yeah.
Do you have any pluses on your attack?
Yes, I do. I have
there
+2.
You go. So, you have a 6. You're over.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. What weapon are you using?
I'm using the great axe.
Which is a slashing. You got 2 over. Target gains the scar injury on a location of and must resist death.
Oh!
Wait, what's the location?
See if it's dead first.
Skull!
Hey!
Nice! You managed to cut it right down the middle of its face. However, you still have 4 cultists to deal with.
Are they not going to disintegrate to ash once their master's dead?
Who said that was their master?
Don't tell me. It was just a minion.
Why do you think I had +2 and another one written on there?
You dickhead.
You were going into the cat's den. There was going to be 2 of the damn things and a child.
There's
4 cultists.
4 cultists, but there were 3 main things I need to kill.
You only needed to kill one to get its skin.
Okay.
But we don't have time to skin it. There's 2 other ones.
No, but I can
there's
still...
nothing necessarily saying they were either.
I can still complete the quest.
Exactly. Right,
I will kill the guy.
I
should let you roll. Please tell the story.
Hold on.
I'm drunk, sorry.
What I'm going to say is there's 4 cultists.
You're the only one left. We're all watching you, mate.
He's ran away.
I was going to say, yeah.
Right.
Can the mighty Harrow fend off these four cultists?
So here's the thing. I'm going to roll all... I'm going to roll all four of these.
Yeah, let's do this properly. Come.
And you roll one.
Okay.
Because you're one person.
Yeah, I am.
And if... Right.
Can the ghost of Christmas past present picture help?
It might have been at the end of the fight.
No, he ran away, he can't help.
1, 1, 4, 2.
One, four, and two.
1, 1, 4, so I could do
right.
this.
So I need to roll. You need to roll 4. So you
this is ready to go play first.
Come on, the God of Cthulhu. I can do this, I can roll more than a 4.
Come on!
1!
So that's 1. That's equal.
So 3 more, bud.
So 3 more. How much toughness have you got?
Okay, so I'll let you
have a look. Yeah, that bitch hasn't even been hit, I don't think.
I've not been hit, no. I've got full armor.
He's got full armor. Yeah.
You can do it.
You'll lose a footing on the first one. So roll another one.
Yep. Four.
There is a 4 here. That's equal. You'll lose another footing.
Okay, so I'm
or
down
to... Or you can make that one of the ones that you're using and not be a dickhead.
He loses another footing.
Okay. So I am now on 2 footing.
Yep.
Okay. And 5 toughness, just to make sure.
Yeah, right. We're on 2. Just roll 2 more.
2 more.
Because you get 2 ones to beat.
4, 3.
Right, so you have beaten those ones. I'm not going to work out exactly how much it is, but it's basically a case of do you want to run away?
How much life does this opponent have? Is he heavy?
There's 4
of them. At a glance... Is he tough? Are these guys at full health? Okay, but I'll run away. Can I, but can I grab the corpse beforehand?
It's a big cat. It's the size of a car.
Size
of a car?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They're big.
You can come back for it later.
You can take all four of these guys. Like, you could probably kill one in the next round.
I know, that's what I mean.
But he's on 2.
And then you just need to do 2 more of them.
He's on 2 footing. If he gets equal 2 more times, he'll lose both footing and fall on ground if he...
That's what I mean. I think I should run away. That would be a smart move.
Can I say something?
I mean, and it would be good for the Harold because he did run away from his fellow squire.
So the coward runs away.
I feel like it'd be character development if you stayed and fought.
I'm squire. I'm making a business proposition with him. He was not.
No, I mean, no.
Like, I don't mind that the mutant ran away. Nobody liked him.
We had a business transaction. You want to sell
him? He killed a bear in his house.
I would like to say.
I mean, Harold was a great character. He wasn't very energetic. He, you know, you killed the bear. He didn't kill the bear. He was supposed to kill the bear.
I would say, if you want to run away, you can run away.
Can I say something before he runs away?
Do you mind carrying this on? You might want to finish it.
No.
Right. He runs away to fight another day.
Can I just say something quick?
And listeners who are still listening to this, Harold may return to our next episode.
No, he won't.
Well, no, no.
If he gets out, because he would have tried to lock the door behind as he leaves.
Are you going to lock the fucking door?
You bastard! How could you lock me in?
So as you are outside, your 3 hands galloping away, with your, you know, in some sort of weird drakish thing. You end up hearing Harold banging on the door, followed by a more. As another bigger fucking O'Peary turns up.
How could you lock me in?
And then you just hear screaming. And then silence. As the 3-armed freak goes back to his farm. And carries on growing cannabis.
Eating the bear meat on his own.
Eating his fucking bear meat. Actually, you managed to sell some of the bear meat and expand your land and managed to hire some guards.
Yay.
Right. That's it for
Happy ending for me.